Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, whenever my voice is being heard. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are live with me in the studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. We did have a little difficulty in getting connected today with the internet and everything, but the Lord has blessed us 15 minutes late, but we're here. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all. I bless you, and I hope and pray that your night went well and that all is well with you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, there's always something, praise God, going on that causes you, praise the Lamb, to recognize that God is love and love is God. And I thank God for your love today. PSMI, praise the Lamb of God. We are here, we are here, we are here. Praise God to each of you, knowing that our God is God and there is nothing our God cannot do. Reach out, touch a friend. Call a neighbor and tell them Prophet Shakespeare is on the air and we are live and alert here in the studio. This is not a recording. This is live from Southfield, Michigan. Praise the Lamb of God. And I hope and pray that each of you are having a blessed day today, that your morning has been well. Those of you on the East Coast, praise the Lamb of God, and that you're looking at a happy lunch hour. And those of you on the West Coast, praise the Lamb of God, that, hallelujah, your morning breakfast is going good and your commute into your jobs and places of that nature of business. And then those in the central area, I hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that you're looking forward to your lunch period in about an hour. How's that? I think that covers almost everybody. Okay, those in the mountains, praise the Lamb of God, you should be just about yawning your first yawn of the day. We are here, praise the Lamb of God. Good to know that all of you guys are still here, just faithful, chiming in today. And those of you that are not, praise God, and you're listening to us via the internet and you would like to call in, you can call in area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, the Word of God is so rich. I just love His Word, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Even on our worst days, you know, the Word of God will speak, hallelujah, to our anguish. It will speak to our spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And will calm the bitterness of our souls. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, what a God. What a God that we serve. Oh, my God. All we have to do is rely upon the Word of God. And the Word of God will give us all that we need. I love His Word. I love what He's doing in this season. He's doing a mighty work in our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. He is doing a mighty, mighty work. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And I love Him today. Anybody here have a testimony, anything they want to share today, you can push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, we are here, hallelujah, in the studio live. And praise the Lamb of God is able. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my God, we are able, praise the Lamb of God, to entertain anything that you would like to talk about today, hallelujah, in lieu of the prophetic and the things of God and things of that nature. Our God is an awesome God. Oh, boy, I think this is my son right here calling in. Praise the Lamb. Jericho 233, the mic is hot.
Hey, hi, Papa. Hi, Papa Shakespeare.
This is Adam.
Yeah, this is Pastor Adam.
Pastor Adam from Africa, how are you doing today, sir?
Yes, I'm doing great. I'm doing very wonderful. It's been a while since I heard your voice. I wanted to just call in and say hi and to say hi to you and to say hi to all the PSMI members. Just say hi.
And
to share this testimony with you. I have a friend in Ohio who 4 days today just called me that he has bought me a Samsung Galaxy tablet. And I was so happy because I've been praying to get a gadget that I can be able to communicate to the outside world, like be on Skype, like to be able to do an effective ministry for God from Facebook and stuff like that. And just 3 days today, the friend called me from Ohio and said that he has bought a Samsung Galaxy for me. And I am so thrilled and I thank God for answering my prayer. Maybe to somebody, Samsung Galaxy 10 will not be anything, but to me, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to me. So I just called into the program to share this testimony. And the friend just came to Ghana. And if you maybe in 30 minutes time, I'll be seeing my friend.
Wow. Wow, man, that's awesome. And we thank and praise God. So you're working on your visa to come to the gathering also, right?
Yeah. I sent you a private message that I want you to send me an invitation for me to go back to the embassy again. And this time I want to start the preparation early. Last time it looks like I was too late, so they couldn't call you to verify if the conference is true or not. So this time I wanted to start the preparation early. I want to book my appointment with the embassy too early, so that I can go maybe a month before or 2 months before the gathering. then maybe they can do an investigation to see if truly there's such a program coming on that I'm participating in. So I'm believing God that you'll be able to send me the invite so that I can apply for the visa again. And this time I believe that God is going to do a miracle, because I really want to see my papa.
Oh, your papa really want to see you too. And I think the rest of PS, I and those of us at the gathering would love to have our son and brother all the way from Ghana, Africa, to be with us in the gathering and to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that can come. We can schedule you so you will be one of our presenters in our service or something of that nature. But it just won't be in vain. You can come and minister here with us, praise the Lamb of God, and we can set something up there in Chicago with Pastor Gail and others. Try to get you a little excursion of duties while you are in, praise the Lamb of God, country. And we would love to have that. Praise God. Yes, we'd love to have you come. Yeah,
I believe God is going to make a way. I believe He's going to make a way.
Hallelujah. God is going to make a way.
Yeah.
The Lamb of God.
Yeah.
That's something I want to tell you so bad. But the Lord told me not to tell you, hallelujah, as of yet. But I promise you, when I tell you, you're going to be very happy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's something I want to tell you with you. But the Lord told me the other day when I was inboxing you, the Lord said, no, do not tell him. Do not tell him yet, Lamb of God. So the Lord is holding me back, but it's something that's going to make you smile, praise the Lamb of God, for a long time, okay? Just you trust Papa.
Sir.
You trust your Papa?
Hello? I trust my Papa so much.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Papa,
well,
so
just
much.
Trust him. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to be very, very happy.
Hallelujah.
About what God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, in this season on your behalf.
I pray that God is going to release you so you'll be able to tell me that which He has asked you to tell me. I'm very eager.
You're very eager. Right.
Yes,
well, we're going to work on your letter right away. We'll get that letter to you right away. Is it best to do it via internet? I mean, should we email it to you? Or
okay.
Or you want us to mail it via the mail?
Okay. I will send my email address. I'll inbox you my email address, and then we'll take it from there. Now that I have Galatican, I can Skype and be talking to you now. Papa, I want us to talk more, because I've seen that I need to spend some time with my Papa. I need to talk to my Papa. I need some directions. I need some mentoring. I think that now that I have a good gadget, I can Skype you, then we can have a chat more.
True, and I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that to have that opportunity
yes,
with you.
Yes,
sure, praise family, have that time. That would be awesome.
Yes,
I would, and there's some other your brothers this year. Praise the Lamb. If I would open these lines today, praise would probably. They would love to spend some time with also gleaning from you, you know, gleaning just you, praise the Lamb of God, the things that we desire,
that iron,
you know.
The Bible says that iron sharpens and iron, so I believe that as you glean from me, I glean from them.
Yes, iron sharpens iron. That's exactly what we're saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. People, it's Pastor Adam all the way from South Africa down in Ghana, who is our brother. And is there a word for the Lord from us? What is the Lord saying to us today, my son? Is the Lord speaking?
Well, I just put a word on Facebook on my wall and on TSM my wall. God just showed me this afternoon that he's on the move. So he's on the move, and he's on the move on behalf of us. To test of God's name is go, which means that God is in progress. He's doing a quick work for somebody. He's doing a very quick work. He's on the move. And we have to be on the lookout. God is on the move. God is on the move. God is on the move on our behalf. It might look like God is quiet. It might look like God is not talking. But I want all of us to know God is on the move on our behalf. And if we can be in a state of expectation, we will see his hands in this June. By the end of June, we will see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Wow. Wow, you know, the Lord is speaking in that way. He's been speaking in that way even to me, Pastor Adam, concerning, praise God, the blessings and the promises and the things he is about to do. Praise the Lamb of people. Praise God. Watch God in the month, praise the Lamb of God, of June, which we're still in. We got 20 days in now. And God has said, praise the Lamb of God, that many are going to be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Time next week. Hallelujah. Many is going to be blessed in a very, very special way. Hallelujah. He shared that with us today. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, that today, even here on the show, it's going to be a powerful move of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Just as we go, continue, praise the Lamb of God, I will walk with God. There's so many that God is opening doors right now, and they don't understand that it's a door to the promise. It's a doorway to the promise. That God is opening doors. There's opportunities set for us. Some of them are going to be conditioned and set before us in a way that we're going to have to do something. It's not just going to be a bag that fall out of heaven in your hand. But it's going to be opportunities and doors and things of that nature that's going to, for us, we're going to be able to walk through, praise the Lamb of God, and seize opportunities, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to be blessings for us, our lives. God is going to make that happen. We're going to receive very, very powerful move of God, and people are going to sow into our bosom and things of that nature. God is going to do a lot of that also. But a lot of it is going to be permanent things that's going to take place. It's going to be like taking you to the place where your river is, praise the Lamb of God, or causing your river to flow in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that it will flow continuously for the rest of your life and not just these sporadic blessings. I get, you know, some money here and some money there, but a consistent way of being blessed, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm looking for those testimonies to start coming forth very, very soon. Plus the power and the anointing of God that he is displaying in this season is phenomenal, praise the Lamb of God, in my eyes. I have never witnessed the move of God, praise the Lamb of God, in our churches, in our classes, moving right now. And it is awesome, awesome in my eyes, praise the Lamb. And I pray that same anointing and that same blessing, hallelujah, be on, praise the Lamb of God, your house down in Ghana. That same anointing, that same blessing, that same move of God be down in Ghana. Praise the Lamb of God on our children.
Amen.
That the Lord will really move in a mighty, mighty way, because he doing it here. I'm telling you. It is something, whether it's two or three of us gathered together or a crowd of God has not failed to move anyway. And I'm not talking about out of somebody's emotion. I'm talking about the power of God rushing us, the Lamb of God, like a mighty rushing wind in the house. It has happened over and over again, and we have fruit and the result of it. Souls are being added to the praise the Lamb of God. We can praise God for what he's doing. So I encourage you, my son, praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to work on that letter for you right away. Praise God. I know we have a copy of the one
Thank
we
you,
did.
Father.
All we have to do is alter that one and get it to you. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Papa. I will sit for it. Mail my email address to the inbox, then we can start from there.
Okay. All right. We're looking forward to
My greetings to everybody on
Him the say hello to everybody's and blessings to everybody that's listening today. So much for calling, son.
Yeah, thank you so much, Papa. Thank you so much, Papa.
Praise God. Stay on because we're going to pray for you in just a few minutes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it wonderful to have your son calling all the way from Ghana, Africa, with such exciting news? Praise the Lamb of God. Last year, he tried to come and be with us at the gathering, and they denied his visa. Praise God. But he wants to get the process working earlier this year than we did last year. It was last minute when he tried to come, but we're going to do our best to make sure all things are in order for him. Praise the Lamb. We got a couple of more callers, and they may be prayer requests, so I'm getting them out the way, and then we're going to our prayer time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Okay. Erico 864, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet and Adam. This is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm really good. I got to work today, and I was just overjoyed with the love of God today. So I just wanted to share that love with PSMI. I know I did it on Facebook, but I want everyone to hear the love of God.
Hallelujah. Well, come on, put it on us.
The Lord loves us, and he loves his people. Mm. And he is just, he just wants us to love his people.
Hallelujah.
So that they can come into the kingdom. Mm.
My God.
Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Just overwhelmed with people of God. I was like that the other day. You know, I was like that the other day. I felt so much, and I woke up that way. I woke up with so much love in my heart for people, what to do, you know. Oh, my God. I tell you what, praise the Lamb of God, there is no better medicine, there is no better cure than the joy, praise the Lamb of God, and the love of God flowing through you, flowing through your heart, flowing through your spirit at any time. I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, if we can embrace God, hallelujah, on that level, oh, my God, people of God, if you could just walk around like that, hallelujah, I mean, really operate in his love like that, it will blow your mind, praise the Lamb of God, and it will blow the minds of others because that is rare in this hour that we live in, that people are really moving on that level of love. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
God is love, and he has so much love for us. Praise the Lamb. Girl, Sylvia, I am happy about you calling in with that. Praise God. That is awesome all by itself. Praise God. 818, your mic is hot. California.
Good morning, Prophet. How are you?
Oh, Albertine, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
I am blessed. I was walking in the park again, and I had my praise and worship music on and just praising the Lord. And, you know, the enemy tries to come in and try to remind you of all your problems and worries. And I said, you know, that's all right, because I have a God in heaven that says all things. He didn't just say my rent. He didn't just say my car. He didn't just say some money to get a sandwich. He said all things. All things are possible. So I just began to praise the Lord, and I've just been in praise and worship and thanking him and trusting him. And it's a beautiful day in California, and I'm going to continue to praise him and just looking forward to hearing your word today and just praising God. Just no matter
all right.
What. God.
Well, God bless you. I am happy to know that you're happy. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the move of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That is awesome all by itself. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I love these very simplistic, praise the Lamb of God, but yet profound testimonies, hallelujah, of love, of provision, really seeing God moving in your life, doing that, praise the Lamb of God, that God does behind the scenes, people of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That one really takes notice of. We look for these big giants. There's some little stuff that God does. Hallelujah, that will excite your soul. Erico 815. Hallelujah.
Prophet. Good morning, everybody. This is Sandra. How you doing?
Hey, Sandra, how you doing today?
I am overjoyed, and I just had to call. I know this is Word Thursday, but when you ask for the testimonies, I just had to call in and give my testimonies and thank everybody that stood in the gap and prayed on behalf of my brother yesterday. As you know, he went into a diabetic shock yesterday where his blood sugar had dropped to 43. And his blood pressure had went up to 253 over 200, and he went into kidney failure. And I had called the saints and asked the saints to pray with me and stand in the gap and believe God for his healing. Now, that was at 6 o'clock yesterday evening. And I left and went to Bible study. I almost changed my mind, but I said, no, I need to go. I need to go and hear from God. I know if I go in the presence of the saints and get in the presence of God, I can hear. And by the time I got home by 8:30, all of his vital signs had dropped to normal.
My God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know that gave you joy.
Oh,
hallelujah,
yes.
Unspeakable.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
goodness. My God, well, we give God praise for your testimony today. Hallelujah. I know that's encouraging somebody else that's going through with a loved one with those same type of effects. There's so much of that going on right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Kidneys. Hallelujah. Dialysis. I'm hearing those words every day. Blood pressure. Praise the Lamb of God. All of this. Hallelujah. People of God, we must come to the place of understanding. Praise the Lamb of God. We're doing something wrong. Hallelujah. We are doing something wrong to ourselves, and we must reverse this. We must find it and reverse it. Praise the Lamb of God. The obesity has to stop. Praise the Lamb. We must break down our plates and start eating less and exercising more. And we must put more water in our body than any other fluid. Mm-hmm. Any other fluid going into your body that's going into your body greater than water, you need to reverse that. Praise the Lamb of God. That's, I'm telling you, and get your system clean out. You have to detox your system sometimes and get it clean and get it cleansed. You can go to some of the holistic stores. Praise the Lamb of God. Spend just a few dollars and get you some total cleansing pills to clean your system. Praise the Lamb of God. Clean your system out. They have natural kidney cleansers. They have natural, praise the Lamb of God, cleansers for your intestines and things of that nature to get all them parasites and things out of you, praise the Lamb of God, that's been nesting there for a long period of time due to our diets and the things that we eat. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, hear the prophet today. You're going to have to do your best to reverse, praise the Lamb of God, all of these type of things that's coming on a lot of us. Some of my generational, praise the Lamb of God, and I recognize that. Some of my generational curses because our parents didn't do right, praise the Lamb of God, and they had it, and it comes on one of the other children at even a very young age. But there's a lot of us who are the cause of it. We serve a merciful and kind God. Praise the Lamb of God. We serve a merciful and kind God. Hallelujah. That awakens us many times to what's going on in our bodies. Hallelujah. But we must care about ourselves also. Yes, Lord, we must care about ourselves also and do what is necessary to do. Exercise is essential to good health. Praise the Lamb of God. You can't just sit around, get up and eat and sit back around. That is not going to be a blessing to your health. Praise the Lamb of God. You must do some physical exercise. If it's nothing but walking consistently for 30 minutes every day, just walk, go for a walk for 30 minutes a day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And walk at a higher pace than you normally would. And that will cause your heart, praise the Lamb of God, and your system, praise the Lamb of God, to start rejuvenating. Praise God. It's good to breathe heavy. Hallelujah. Doing exercises is good, to breathe heavy. It's good to get your respiratory system up, your blood pumping strong, opening up the valves in your heart and things of that nature, causing the blood to rush through your brain. Praise the Lamb of God, through your fingertips. It causes you to breathe deeper, to take in deeper amounts of air. This is good and healthy for the human anatomy. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just dropping it on you because I love you so much, and I want you all to be in health. Praise the Lamb of God, and prosper even as your soul prospers. Praise the Lamb of God. So be blessed today. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, Sylvia, not Sylvia, praise the Lamb of God. Daughter, since you are here with us, will you lead us to the throne of grace today?
Yes, prophet.
Hallelujah. Lead us to the throne today. We're praying for those shut in, those that are hurting, those that, hallelujah, they just need God desperately today. Praise the Lamb of God. Those that have a faith of expectation and of manifestation of the things of God that God has promised. We're praying for our son, Adam, and the church down in Ghana. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're praying for you and you, California, East Coast, West Coast, Chicago, Midwest. We are praying for all of the saints, PSM, hallelujah, Truth Christian Assembly, other churches represented. We're praying for you today in the name of Jesus. Come on, Sandra. Lead us to the throne today.
Father God, we come before you, Lord God, just to tell you thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you and praise you for all things, Father, great and small. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Father God, for your word, Father God. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for the wisdom and the knowledge of your word, Father God. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for our brothers and sisters, O God. We just give you honor, glory, and praise, Father God, because you're worthy of all of our praise, Father God. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the testimonies that are coming forth today, O God. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for the shepherds that you have placed over us, Father God, to speak the truth of your word, Father God. Lord God, we just come to say thank you, Father God, because that is all that we have, Father God, has come from you, Lord God. And we know that, Father God, without you, we are nothing, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for the angels that were dispatched, O God, to stand watching God around us and our family members as we slept, O God. Father God, we thank you and praise you, Father God, for your word and for the blood of Jesus that covered us, Father God, even as we slept, Father God. We thank you and praise you for the ministering angels, O God, that came forth and ministered to us, Father God, as we slept, God. We just give you honor, glory, and praise, Father God, because you're worthy, O God. You're worthy today, Father God. We just say thank you, God. Thank you for the glory, the manifested glory of your word, O God. Father God, we thank you and praise you, Father God, for the shoes that we have on our feet and the clothes on our backs and the food on our table, God. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for the things that we take for granted, O God, thinking that when we rise, these things must take place, Father God. But we know, Father God, that these things are manifested blessings of your glory, Father God, because the love you have for us, Father God, is unconditional. Father God, we thank you and praise you, O God, that you have placed people in our lives, Father God, to help us stand and to push us to our destinies and our journeys, O God. And, Father God, we ask you to send your ministering angels out, Father God, to go out to the highways and the byways to minister to those that are sick and lost, Father God, to send your healing word, Father God, for your word says, and you sent your word, and it healed them, God. So we send your word, Father God, to the north, the south, the east, and the west, O God. You know every need that every person has, Father God, and we thank you and praise you, Father God, because you're more than able, Father God, to provide, Father God. You're more than able to do those things, Father God, that we could only ask, O God, but you go exceedingly and abundantly above everything that we could ask or think, O God. And we thank you and praise you, Father God.
Yes,
we bless
Lord.
Your holy name, O God, because you're worthy today, God. You're worthy today, Father God. O Lord God, we call upon your name today, Father God. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shammah, Father God, we call upon your name today, O God. Jehovah Rapha, Father God, the Lord God that healeth thee, Father, we call upon the name today of Jesus. We call upon the blood, Father God, to cover us with the blood of Jesus, Father God, to cover us and to heal us, O God. We thank you and praise you, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you will just touch our hearts today, O God. Touch the hearts and minds of your people today, oh God. Father God, if there's anything that is in us, Father God, that is not of you, Father God, we ask you to cast them far away from us, oh God, as the east is from the west, oh God, to cleanse us, Father God, to give us right hearts and renew a right spirit within us, God, that we may be worthy to come before your presence, oh God, and to stand before you, oh God, and to claim what thus saith the Lord God. Father God, we ask that you would just touch us right now, Lord God. Touch us, Father God, if we have any ought against our brothers, Father God, that before we present any offerings before you, God, that we would go and make these things right, God, so that we could come before you, oh God. Father God, we ask you to just touch those that are locked away in the prison system, oh God. Father God, we know that you have people on the inside, Father God, that can witness and minister to these people, oh God. Touch right now, God. Let your word come forth, Father God. Let the manifested glory of your word be seen amongst your people today, oh God. Father God, not because we deserve it, not because we've done anything to deserve it, oh God, but because of who you are right now, Father God. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for the love that you have for your people, oh God. We thank you and praise you, oh God, for the glory that you have over your people, oh God. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for being that cloud by day, Father God, and that fire by night that leads us, oh God, in our path, oh God. And Father God, we ask that you just keep our feet planted on your path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God, that we will not lean to the left or to the right, Father God, but that we'll keep our eyes stayed on you, Father God, that we will see, Father God, the things that you would have us to see, oh God, that we would speak the things that you would have us to speak, oh God. Father God, and we ask you to just give us a spirit of boldness, oh God, that we will not fear man, Father God, but we will fear the creator of man, Father God, and say what thus saith the Lord God. Because you said, Father God, nothing will happen in the earth realm unless you reveal it to your servants, the prophet first, Father God, and that if we will believe the word of the prophet, Father God, that we will prosper, Father God, and that we would receive a prophet from the Lord, Father God. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, for the watchmen that you have strategically placed upon the walls, Father God, that we could stand watching guard, Father God, and sound the alarm, Father God, when the enemy tries to come in and destroy your people, Father God. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that we're sounding the trumpets in Zion, Father God. We're calling forth, oh God. We're calling forth your word to come forth, oh God. We're calling forth your manifested glory to be seen in the earth realm today, oh God. And we just give you honor, glory, and praise right now, Father God. Father God, touch your son Edom right now, Father God. Build up his church, Father God. Build up his ministry, Father God. Father God, we thank you and praise you for the resources that you're sending down through the highways and the byways to reach him, Father God, that he could bring forth your word, oh God, that he could touch your people, oh God, that he can lay hands on the sick and they will recover, Father God. Father God, that he could deliver those that are lost, oh God, that he could set the captives free, Father God, because this is what you declared for the earth realm today, oh God. Father God, we thank you and praise you for the cleansing that's taken place upon America, Father God. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for those that you have strategically set in place over our government, Father God, to bring forth your plan and your purpose for the earth realm, Father God. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, for our prophet Shakespeare, Father God, that you have set upon our lives, oh God, that he can speak those things into our lives, Father God. And though the enemy may try to trick us, to stick us, let us believe that every word that has been spoken is not going to come to pass, Father God, but we thank you and praise you, Father God, for the word that says, Father God, to believe upon the word of the Lord God, and so shall you prosper. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Father God, for Jesus said, when you ask, believe that you have already received, Father God, and we thank you and praise you, and we give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in your son Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lamb, bless you, daughter. Thank you so much for being here with us. Praise the Lamb of God here at PSM. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all that you that the Lord is doing through you and with you. I'm excited about your brother. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But also a little Amar, praise the Lamb of God, who is Maganese's son, who had to be taken to the hospital because of swollen glands. And we're praying that God will rectify that. Praise the Lamb of God immediately. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Even as they're there, that will be something. Hallelujah, that is in a fleeting, passing moment. Praise the Lamb of God, and nothing, hallelujah, too serious. We praise God for victory already in that.
Yes.
Praise God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is God. There is no God like our God. There's no God that can be compared to our God. Hallelujah. Many times when God speaks to us, and give us word. Praise the Lamb of God, people of God. Hallelujah. That word comes to us as seed. That word comes to us as seed, and we must understand the process of the prophetic. We must understand the process of God's word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God as it affects us so that it can manifest itself. Praise the Lamb of God. So that word can manifest. It will manifest. It's going to manifest. Hallelujah. When God speaks to us prophetically, when God speaks to us in a way. Hallelujah. I heard in your prayer that sometimes, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord speaks to us. He speaks to us through prophets and what have you. And the power of God is there. The Spirit of God is there. Everything. All the ingredients to say this is authentic word. And it meets your situation at the time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But it's slowful in manifesting. And many times we're standing in the way of the manifestation. And we must understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. Many times we, as the person who are receiving the word, stands in the way of the manifestation. But we're just like little kids sometimes, that we want to blame it on the one who brought us the message or this, that, or another. Praise the Lamb of God, when we ourselves many times stand in the way of, praise the Lamb of God, the manifestation of the word, which I call warring against your seed. Praise the Lamb of God. You're warring against the seed that has been given you because of the fact of one of several things, and one of them is, praise the Lamb of God, you refuse to break ranks with sin. Praise the Lamb of God. You refuse to let go of those things, praise the Lamb of God, that is hindering the word of God from coming into your life into full fruition. Praise God. And then sometimes there are some people and some things that you're connected to, hallelujah, that God, if God manifests your blessing, it'll manifest for them also, and he don't want it to manifest for them. And so it's conditioned upon you getting rid of some things or some people in your life, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's there to consume your harvest or consume your seed as soon as it manifests. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is always the problem of unbelief, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we see this clear in the life, again, people of God, of the father of faith in Romans, the 4th chapter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That it took 25 years for the manifestation of the blessing that God promised Abraham to come into fruition. But the Bible says, praise the Lamb of God, that Abraham was fully persuaded. Hallelujah. Listen to this. He was fully persuaded. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, and that his faith did not stagger at a staggering promise. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Even though his promise staggered, Abraham's faith did not stagger. Praise the Lamb of God. We have so many of us who are wishy-washy in our faith. Praise the Lamb. And it's the truth. We doubt. Praise the Lamb of God. At times we doubt. We doubt. We go through these doubting Thomas moments and things of this nature. Praise the Lamb of God. If that was a word, and some of us are even bold enough to open our mouth, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and say stuff about, praise the Lamb of God, what has been prophesied to us, what has come to us. The Lord spoke this directly to Abraham, praise the Lamb of God, appeared unto him and spoke it to him. And I'm telling you this right now, God has spoken some things to me, and I know he has spoken to me. Praise the Lamb of God, and they have not come to pass as of yet. Praise Amen. God. Amen. God has spoken some things about my children, has not come to pass yet. God has spoken some things to me about my ministry, has not come to pass yet. Hallelujah. But you hear me saying, has not come to pass yet. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen. Amen.
And it's not going to come to pass. It has not come to pass yet. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can kick, buck, do flips, slide, fall on the floor, do whatever you want to, praise the Lamb of God, about why it has not come to pass, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I just talked about this down in Bowling Green in dealing with the prophetic predicament and how Praise the Lamb. We're on a 21-day fast, praise the Lamb of God. And when you look at the fast, the angel appears to Daniel and says to Daniel, in the 21-day Daniel fast from which it derives, he told Daniel, you prayed 20 days too long. He told him that.
Amen.
He said, when you first set your heart to God, he dispatched me, praise the Lamb of God, to bring you this word. I was already on my way 20 days ago. Hello, light bulbs. Praise
right.
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But he says, I was held up. So if there is a possibility, praise the Lamb of God, of why your blessing is being held up, praise the Lamb of God, in the spirit realm, why it has not yet manifested, praise God. But Daniel kept on praying until he saw the manifestation, which tells us, praise the Lamb of God, even though the Lord may answer the first day, to continue in faith and belief in praying and praising God for the manifestation of his word until it come into fruition. Praise the Lamb of God until it manifests. Hallelujah. I'm still praying over the stuff God prayed, that spoke over my children, that it manifests.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. I want to see the manifestation of it. So I continue to pray over it. Praise the Lamb of God. When I'm praying over my children, I pray over what God has spoken about them, and I give God his word, and I hear God saying again, surely I will perform it. Praise the Lamb of
yes.
God. Hallelujah. It's already performed. It's just in God's, it's in our time when God wants it to come forth. Hallelujah. And I don't want it to come forth a day before God wants it to come forth, because his timings, praise the Lamb of God, are perfect and exact, praise God. But if I sit up and doubt and call people, oh, you know, praise the Lamb of God, so-and-so gave me a word, and I believe it was a lie because it ain't came to pass yet. I just went in war against the prophetic word that was spoken over me, praise the Lamb of God. That's right. I went in war, praise the Lamb of God. See, you quoted a scripture in your prayer, praise the Lamb of God, that said, if you believe, hallelujah, and watch this, if you believe in the Lord thy God, so shall you be established. If you believe
yes.
his prophet, so shall you prosper. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. You believe in his prophet, so shall you prosper. Praise the Lamb of God. When it comes down to me, you know, I don't watch over the words that I prophesy. I prophesy what God speaks to me out of my spirit. I keep on stepping. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all don't know, I'm waiting on a whole lot of stuff. I'm waiting on this building. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been waiting on this building. The Lord told me how I was going to find the building, told me who was going to lead me to the building. It all happened just like God said. And then when I started investigating the building, the Lord said, don't call, don't do nothing. It's going to be given to you. I pass this building almost every day looking at it. It's just sitting there. Hallelujah. I want this property like I want, praise the Lamb of God, a cup of coffee in the morning. I want this. I want this. And trust me, I want my coffee in the morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But there's nothing I can do about it because I must obey the word of God. If God said don't even call the realtor or nothing, I can't call the realtor. Praise the Lamb of God. Church has marched around the building. We didn't pour oil in the cracks of the ground. We didn't lay hands on the bricks. Bishops didn't been over there with me. Everything. Praise the Lamb of God. All I can do is wait on God. Hallelujah. But every time I go by there, I look at it and say, that's my building. Praise
yes.
the Lamb of God. Every time I go by there, I say, it's mine. And that's next door is mine. And that's across the street is mine. And that over there on that corner is mine. All of this belongs to Truth Christian Seminary. All of this belongs to us.
Yes,
praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because God has spoken it. I speak what God speaks. Praise the Lamb of God. No matter how it looks, I speak what God speaks.
Yes,
praise
God.
The Lamb of God. And that's how the manifestations come forth in God. Those of us who are prophetic people, praise the Lamb of God. You can't be a prophetic person of faith and a prophetic whiner at the same time. Praise mm-hmm. the Lamb of God. Those two don't operate together. All you're doing is warring against your own seed. Praise the Lamb of God. You're warring against your own seed. Allow God to be God. Allow him to give and do for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Allow God to do for you what God does best, and that is be God in your life. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Praise the Lamb. And the majority of the things, you know, that God, watch this now. I want to show you something. The majority of the things that God speaks to us that he don't give us, that he's going to give us, I'm telling you, 99% of the time, you never asked for it.
Mm.
It's something God promised you.
Yes.
It's something God said he's going to give to you. How are you going to go crazy over what God said he's going to give to you that you didn't ask for, neither do you deserve?
Mm.
What's your trip? Praise the Lamb of God. If I call you in the morning, Sandra, and say, I'm going to give you $500, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to go crazy because I haven't given to you and you ain't worked for it?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You're going to run around calling me a liar and everything, blah, blah, blah. He said. And then somebody going to stop you and say, do he owe you this money? No. Well, what you tripping about?
Amen.
I want this from you? No. What you tripping about? How you going to trip over something that don't even belong to you anyway?
Amen.
Just calm down and just be still and say, well, the man said he's going to give it to me. I don't know when he's going to give it to me. He said he's going to give it. He give it to me. Give it to me. If he doesn't, that's on him.
Amen.
Hello. Is it lying on me? I am not going to keep speaking against Sandra because she said she's going to give me something until they get back to her. Then somebody come back and say, yeah, man, you really got Sandra mad at you because she's going around telling everybody you're a liar. You said you'll give $500. You didn't give it to her. And then I said, yeah, I was going to give it to her, man. I ain't saw her yet. I ain't been chance to get to Chicago to give it to her. I want to put it in her hand.
Mm.
And I show it to you right here. It's right in my pocket. Pull out $500 bill. And then say, but she's saying all that against me. I ain't giving her nothing. I ain't got to give her nothing. I don't owe her no money. I mean, you know, that's the way we put ourselves in these type of predicaments when our mouth, praise the Lamb of God, does not say what God says.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, yes.
God said he's going to do it. He'll do it in his own time. He'll do it in his own way. Praise the Lamb of God, and he will manifest himself in a way that will blow your mind. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I was telling them, praise the Lamb of God, God had promised them something. Blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, the promise probably, your problem is not, hallelujah, that it has not manifest. The problem is, I said, what? God said he was going to do what? And they told me, I said, where have you been today? Nowhere. I've been right here at home. I said, where were you supposed to go today? Well, I suppose they went to the office. I suppose they had done this. And I said, you ain't done none of that yet? Then don't say God has not done it. You probably have not been to the appointed place yet to get the manifestation.
Amen. Amen.
If you've just been laying around the house, you want God to cut the roof open and hand it to you through the roof or something. Praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes it's conditioned on where you are, who you engaged with, and what you do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we have to be very, very careful in these things. Doubt is an enemy to faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Our mouths are something we just dealt with. Praise the Lamb of God about the gift of tongues. It's saying the things that God say. Praise the Lamb of God. Just dealt with that on Monday night there at the Truth Church. And we have to come to a place to understand the spiritual tongue, praise the Lamb of God, says what God says. Because you're speaking, hallelujah, out of your spirit and not out of your flesh. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We want to practice being, hallelujah, a spiritual speaker consistently. Hallelujah. By guarding our mind, guarding our eye, guarding our ear, and guarding our tongues, and allowing the Spirit of God, hallelujah, to load our tongue daily, to give God our tongue, so that we might speak the things that God speaks. This is good for today, for Prophetic Word Day. Praise the Lamb of God. This good stuff here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
You know, Prophet, and also, and I don't know if this is where you were going or this is just how the Holy Spirit was leading you, but you're so right because the Holy Spirit had spoke to me one day concerning the word and the promise. And he said, you know, our problem is we look too far down the road. We, instead of looking right now, we tend to look like 4 and 5 days down the road. And when things don't happen the way that we think they should happen, then we want to get mad and upset and say, well, somebody lied. But the Holy Spirit had told me, he said, between the promise and the manifestation, there's a process.
That's it.
When we read the word where God promised Abraham that he would bring forth a seed and his seed would be blessed, you know, when we read the next scripture, we see where the seed came forth. So we tend to think that as soon as God speaks, the word is going to manifest right there. But we don't see the time span that went before the word and the promise.
That's right. That's right. There's always a process before performance. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a process before the performance. Hallelujah. Or any performance that takes place, there's a process. Praise God. And people, we get caught up in the promise. We get caught up in the phenomenon of the performance, but we don't get caught up in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. To the extent that we allow the process to do what needs to be done in order for the manifestation to really come forth in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that is going to be a blessing, hallelujah, to others. And that is what we need. We really need people who are solid in their faith, solid in their belief, solid in their commitment, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. My God in heaven, boy, oh boy, oh boy, there are things, the people of God, God has showed me, hallelujah, he showed me driving these certain kinds of cars and everything. There's stuff that God has showed me that has not yet manifested, but I am not tripping about it. Praise the Lamb of God. As long as I got a ride to go where I need to go, I am not tripping about it. Hallelujah. I tell God sometimes, just thank you for a beautiful dream. Thank you for that vision last night. Hallelujah. In your own time, God owes me nothing. Hallelujah. I mean, he doesn't owe me anything. I don't put God in a debt position. Praise the Lamb of God. I really don't. Never have, never will. Hallelujah. Whatever God does for me, including waking me up this morning, I want to say this loud and clear to everybody. I don't deserve it.
Amen.
He shouldn't have even woke me up this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Less long allowed me to function with the activities of my limbs and got a roof over my head. Hallelujah. I don't even know how his mercy and his grace operate on someone who has been as wretched as I have in my past. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't think I can earn brownie points with God when it comes down to, praise the Lamb of God, doing good deeds. God can make anybody do a good deed. Hallelujah. I don't think I'm better than the next person, but I do know, praise the Lamb of God, that God's love spreads abroad upon those of us who trust and believe in him. And that is more important than anything else, praise the Lamb of God, that we can imagine or fix in our mind or anything of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, that he loves us, praise the Lamb of God, unconditionally. And he blesses us, praise the Lamb of God, unconditionally. God bless who he desires to bless. He curses who he desires, praise the Lamb of God. We are all guilty of sin in the eyes of God, people of God. We are all sinners, hallelujah, saved by grace. He don't owe no one sinner no more than he owe another sinner. It's just grace and mercy, hallelujah, that he chooses Sandra to be a praise in the earth, and he chooses me to be a prophet in the earth.
Yes.
That's just God's way of doing what he wants to do with people who are guilty. He can use you in any way you want to. And if he used you to suffer, then he just used you to suffer.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. He owe you death.
Mm.
So how are you going to say he owe you better than that?
Mm-mm.
Wages of sin is death. You ever sin? You're supposed to be dead. He don't owe you nothing no more than that. Praise the Lamb of God. So whatever he has given you, whatever he does for you, you're supposed to be on the high shouting about it. That's some of our problems is our ingratitude because we really don't know what we should be getting because of the things that we've done, the thoughts that we've had, the things that we've said, the places we have been, the actions we have carried out. Hallelujah. Because of our separation from God, because of our disobedience to his word. Hallelujah. How many times we have not tithed when we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to have tithed, and now we're going to have a issue with God because he ain't performed his word and we haven't performed his word.
Mm.
Somebody got quiet on that one. I know. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How you going to have an issue with the prophetic word and you can't obey the written word?
Ooh.
Your neighbor as yourself. When you going to perform it?
Mm.
Hallelujah. Go witness to everybody. When you going to perform it? But you want God to perform that he going to give you a house or a car or a husband. You want him to perform that right quick and you haven't performed none of his good word.
Ooh.
Forgive, and it shall be forgiven you. When you going to forgive? When you going to let go of that grudge against your mama?
Ooh.
It's your sister, your cousins, your friend, your enemy on the job, the person at church. When you going to let that go so your blessings can flow?
Yes, God.
I want to talk about this. I'm hot today. Come on, let's do it. You want to talk about why your word ain't manifested? When you going to manifest the word that you read every day? When you going to give God that dime out of every dollar? When you going to sow seeds?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. And then we can hug at her. Well, they prophesied to me. It didn't come true. Praise my God. We just don't look in the eyes, in the mirror of God's word and really look at ourselves. We really don't. Praise God. How about the person you cuss when they cross you on the freeway? You didn't ask for forgiveness for it. Is that still hanging over you and hanging over your word? When the last time you really repented of not doing what God told you to do? But you want God to do everything he say he going to do. God is not a man that he can lie. Neither is he a man that he's a fool.
Man.
Hallelujah. And your tears is not going to trick him. Crying for what you want is not going to trick God into giving it to you. Hallelujah. God loves obedience. It was accounted unto Abraham as righteousness because he obeyed the word of God.
Yes.
Obey the word of God is a trigger to the release of the prophetic in your life.
Mm-hmm.
When you're disobedient, you're warring against your seed. You're warring against the seed of God's word. I told you I'm going to give it to you also now later. You're warring against the seed of God's word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that is not a good thing. Praise the Lamb of God. That is not a good thing at all. Prophet, love everybody. I ain't mad at nobody. I'm just telling you all truth today because you all have to come to a place, we all do, to have a position in God and a growth in God, hallelujah, that says, you know what? I'm not a child anymore. I'm going into spiritual maturity. Hallelujah. And so God is expecting more out of me now, praise the Lamb of God, than he did in the past. You know why? I'm expecting more out of God now. I'm not satisfied with just eating and being clothed every day. I want to see the greater in God. So now I must do the greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I must do the greater. I must enter into a greater realm of performance of his word. I must enter into a greater level, praise the Lamb of God, of defense so that, hallelujah, when the wiles of the devil and the backlashes come against me, I can handle it. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Because I want more from God. I want more. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you want more, are you willing to get more pressure for the more that he's going to give you.
Amen.
God said he's going to give you a whole complex. Are you willing to get up in the morning early and run the complex?
Mm.
God said he'll give us all these members. Are you willing every day at your church, praise the Lamb of God, to deal with all of these different spirits and minds?
Mm.
Answer all these phone calls. Run to these hospitals. Go to these schools for these kids. Set up all these programs. Organize all these ministries. For some people never to tell you thank you. Or do you really want to do this? You must enter into a mature state in yourself to say, God gave it to me, so I'm going to perform this for God and not for man. Praise the Lamb of God. Because if you do, men are going to break your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Men are going to crush your spirit. Men are going to make you cry. People, praise the Lamb of God, will. Hallelujah. So you must come into a place of spiritual maturity in yourself and say, you know what? I'm God's child, but I'm not God's baby.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When I was a child, I thought as a child. I did childish things. Hallelujah. But I'm maturing in God now. And every little thing somebody say about me don't hurt my feelings. Hallelujah. As long, what you need to get upset about is that that does damage to the kingdom, not does damage to you. And you'll be stronger just out of that. Praise the Lamb of God. Coming against me is one thing. When you come against the ministry of Jesus Christ, now you're in some trouble. I'm going to fight for my daddy. I may not fight for me, but I'll fight for my daddy.
Amen.
I'll fight for the sheep. I'll fight for that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But when you come against me personally, you may not get no big fight. Hallelujah. But when you start messing with the ministry of Jesus Christ that he has set me over, you might get in a lot of trouble doing that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because that's the way I'm cut. I'm cut that way. I feel like I deserve some of the stuff I get. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of the mean looks and all of that, I think I deserve some of that. But Jesus don't. Hallelujah. He suffered and died for all of us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this also. You war against your seed in prayer.
Mm.
Hallelujah. When your prayers are all about you, that's one of the ways you're warring against your seed. Praise the Lamb of God. Because if God give it to you, you're going to think that's the way to get what you want. Praise the Lamb of God when you want it. You must understand this, praise the Lamb of God, that the prayer life communication is about developing a relationship with God. Hallelujah. God's initiation with Abraham wasn't just to take him to a land. It was to make Abraham his friend.
Hmm.
We don't read enough meaning into that, praise the Lamb of God, that Abraham was the friend of God. What you mean? We sing it, I am a friend of God. In what way? In what way are you a friend of God? You sing it, I am a friend. In what way are you a friend of God? Hallelujah. Are you God's friend? Abraham became God's friend, the only man in the Bible that it says that about. A uniqueness, a unique walk, a unique relationship, a unique trust. Praise the Lamb of God, a unique belief that he had with God. Hallelujah. And all his prayers wasn't about Isaac. All his prayers wasn't about gimme, gimme, gimme. Abraham was a great intercessor.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We see that in the Sodom and Gomorrah disposition. When that comes up, he goes in and out of God's presence searching for a righteous people to present to God so that God would not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. We see him as a great intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God. We see him as a man of pity. As a man, praise the Lamb of God, that was poised in a position in his life that he didn't want to hurt nobody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We see him. Praise the Lamb of God. His humanity in Abraham. Praise the Lamb of God. In the relationship that he had with God, for God to say, Abraham is my friend.
Yes.
Abraham is my friend because he trusts me and I can trust him.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lamb of God. So now we have to ask ourselves, can God trust you? Can he even trust you in prayer? That your prayers are going to cover more than you? Or is it really all about you? Is this really what this is all about? Because I promise you that there's some people that's following God today for the same reason why they follow Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, doing this earthly ministry, and that's for the fishes and the loaves.
Mm.
They're following him for provision. They're following him for protection. They're following him, praise the Lamb of God, for what he can perform in their life. They're not following him because they love him. They're not following him because of the fellowship and the relationship that has been built, praise the Lamb of God, that they don't want to lose their relationship with him. It's about they don't want to lose their house. Mm. They don't want to lose their car. I need God to do this. I need God to take care of this. I need God to take care of that. We almost assign him like he's some kind of special agency that we can go to, praise the Lamb of God, and hire to do a whole lot of different things for us. But what about the relationship?
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Ring my bell. Praise the Lamb of God. How about the relationship, praise God, that we need to establish with God that's so great that you can't breathe without it? Praise the Lamb of God, that he is the air you breathe. Hallelujah. The relationship that's so second to none, greater than anybody that you have in your life, that the whole earth can perish, and if you and God, you can be happy with it.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I can tell when people have friends and loved ones and folk walk out the door on them, they lose their mind. You still got God. What's your problem?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is your relationship intact with God? Then you don't have a problem. Praise the Lord, because anybody else can be replaced. Anybody or anything can be replaced, and God can replace it if you still have God. Praise God. These are questions that believers need to ask themselves. Hallelujah. This is stuff we need to examine. Why am I in God like this? Is it about his relationship with me? Am I developing that? Or all I'm doing is keep talking to him about what I want every day?
Hallelujah.
And about what I need him to do for me every day. That's the focal of my prayer every day. That's the focal of my prayer. I can't tell you the last time I asked God for something.
Mm.
You know what I be asking God for? Revelation of his word.
Amen.
That's what I be asking for. Give me your word. Give me more of your word, God. Give me more insight. Give me more revelation. I want more of your spirit. I want more of your presence. I want to hear you greater. I want more clarity, more revelation on dreams and visions. Give me more, Father. That's what I be seeking God for. I'll be in there talking about, Lord, you know I like this car around the corner. I saw Jesus. I know you can give it to me. I don't go into God like that. Praise, I don't do that. Hallelujah. It's relationship building. It's getting from God the things I can't get in the earth.
Amen.
Spiritual things. Hallelujah. You build your relationship with God, and when you build your relationship with God, everything else is in place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Don't war against your seed. Don't war against your seed by being selfish. Self-centered, praise God, and all your prayers is about you and not about other people. Do you care about the people that's dying? Do you care about the people that's losing their homes in these wildfires. Mm. Do you care, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, about the upheaval in Brazil? Do you care, hallelujah, about what's going on in the Middle East? Do you care about what's going on around the corner from your house? Do you care about the neighbor's child over there that you see almost every other day and know that they're not right, but you've never prayed for them? Mm-hmm. Do you care about the government of your city enough to call the mayor's name when the Bible tells you pray for those in authority and power? Mm-hmm. Do you care about your church members? Do you really care? Do you call their names in prayer? Do you pray over the ministry assignment that you have and those that are working with you in that assignment, whatever ministry that you're working in? Do you care? Or is it all about you? When your prayers change, your life will change.
Amen.
Your focus changes, your life will change. Hallelujah. God will care about you in a whole different way. Praise the Lamb of God. He will care about you in a whole different realm. There are so many people, praise the Lamb of God, who are just trying to get something out of God that they want. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Until they're missing what God really has for them. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. I refuse to war against my seed. I refuse, praise the Lamb of God, to war against what God really has for me. Hallelujah. He is so holy. He is so righteous. He is so wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. I refuse to break ranks. Hallelujah. In the relationship that I have with God, because that relationship is an awesome relationship. And I love the relationship. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Let me see who's with me today. Praise God. I need some of my sons and daughters, my prophetic people who can prophesy. Sandra, you going to prophesy with us today?
If the Lord give me utterance.
Well, he's an utterance giver. Praise God, Father in heaven. Hallelujah. What birthday? Birthday, you here? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those of you, praise the Lamb of God. Just push one on your dial. Hallelujah. Praise God, Father in heaven. Thank you now for the prophetic release. We've talked about your word. We've talked about you. I know you love us. Hallelujah. One and all. I know you love us, Father. And your heart is so for your people. Hallelujah. I know it breaks your heart sometimes, Father, that all we want is what we can get out of you and not what we can pour into you. But today we set our love upon you, our affections upon you, Holy One, for you're holy in all your ways. Hallelujah. You are holy. Holy God, we love you today. We adore you today. We've wronged one another. Forgive us. Oh, my God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name for your prophetic word over your people. Hallelujah for your manifestations. Hallelujah for teaching us, oh God. Hallelujah, your will and your way. I know your ways are not our ways in carnality, but in the spirit realm we can understand your way. We can understand your word. We can understand your will. Hallelujah. We can understand your thoughts, Father. Ah, God, in Jesus' name, bless us today as we give word to your people by your Spirit. Hallelujah, not by our own. Consecrate us, oh God. Hallelujah, in this hour, our tongues. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hey, Bertha.
Hey, Papa, how are you? Sylvia, Sandra.
All
is holy.
How
are you today?
Oh, we are blessed. Praise the Lamb. Sandra, your sister talking to you.
I spoke. Hey, Bertha, how are you?
I'm blessed, but just a little trouble in my spirit, but I know God is going to work it.
Amen.
We were in Bible class last night, and one of our church members, the deacon, his wife has been missing since Monday. She's not answering her phone. No one knows where she is. And we were just praying for God to send her back safely with no harm, and that she has not relapsed and went back out to drugs. We just lift her up in prayer with us. Her name is Felicia Carr.
Felicia Carr?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to lift her up in prayer. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God in heaven. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lamb of God. We are here, saints of God. And those of you that's here with us, praise the Lamb of God. Someone here today, hallelujah, you just say, Lord, I just need a little encouragement. I need a little word from you. You can push one on your dial now. We have about 30 minutes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we are going to speak into your life. Praise God. Speak over you as God gives us the utterance. Praise God. I ain't breaking in on nobody. If you don't push on your dial, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. On your phone dial. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Then there is no utterance for you today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Love you all today. Praise the Lamb. And I hope I didn't scare anybody into saying, well, I don't want no prophetic words. That is not what we're doing here. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just trying to teach us how to allow the manifestation of the word to come that God has spoken over our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what we're looking for, and that's what we want today for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. The word of the Lord is rich. The word of the Lord is wonderful. Hallelujah. And all of us here at PSMI love God's word. We love prophecy. Hallelujah. We love for God to speak to us in the way of that he does, that we might receive the things from God. Hallelujah, that God has promised us. I know, praise the Lamb of God, that there are many of you that have been marked for a blessing. Praise God that you have been marked for a blessing even in this day and time. Hallelujah. And it's going to come forth. It's going to come forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. My God, my God. In Jesus.
You know, Father, as you were speaking on warring against our seed and how we're to take the word that God give us through the prophets and the prophecies. Apostle was just speaking on that last night. And she said when God sent a spoken word to us, we're supposed to cherish that word and treasure it and write it down. And we're supposed to go back and read that prophecy, speak it back over our own lives. Because the word was given to us. It was spoken through the prophet, but it's a word that was given to us. And I have a book, and it will be word that anybody has ever spoken in my life. It is written down. And this morning, that's what I was doing, going through every prophetic word that has been spoken in my life and reading it back to me.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God.
And so I'm just waiting on the manifestation, because through faith you spoke it, and it's going to happen.
You sure said a powerful word right there when you said, through faith he spoke it. Through faith it's going to happen. It's going to take faith because it was a faith word. Hallelujah. The word that was given to you in faith, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And so it's going to take faith, praise the Lamb of God, on the part of the recipient of the word for the word to manifest. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I can wait on God. Hallelujah. He taught me to be patient. He's taught me how to wait on him towards the manifestation of the things that he has for me, things that he's going to do for me. Hallelujah. And that's my whole mindset in this season.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Wait on God. Allow God to do what God wants with my life and in my life, continue to be who he needs to be in this season. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I feel, hallelujah, the presence of the Lord here. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Feel God in this place, my God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to your name.
Yes, God, hallelujah. But first, I can tell you this, praise the Lamb of God. You are on the threshold, praise the Lamb of God, of that breakthrough that's been repeatedly, praise the Lamb of God, prophesied to you. Hallelujah. God is about to be amazing in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is about to get you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that anointing that's on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's so radiant. That's so powerful. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. God is going to use you. Bertha, you're going to travel, too. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
So you're going with the apostle. Praise the Lamb of God to some foreign places. Hallelujah. Praise
Jesus.
God. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if you got your passport together, but you better work on it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
For some reason, the Lord told me to get it, and I got it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, praise God, hallelujah. I see you traveling and going, praise the Lamb of God, doing ministry work, hallelujah, with the apostle, hallelujah. God's going to bless you tremendously there, too, hallelujah, and using you. My God, my God, my God, what an awesome God, hallelujah. We serve today, hallelujah. God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. All right, here's a 3-0. Somebody wants something here. Praise that 630. Is this my granddaughter? Hello?
Hi, Prophet. This is Raphael, Shatwan, and Reggie.
All three of y'all together. How y'all doing?
We good. We called to get a word from the Lord today.
They're all three of y'all called to get a word from the Lord.
Yes.
Playing tag team telephone. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Let me see here. Who's with me here? Bertha is here. Praise the Lamb of God. And your sister is here with us too. Praise the Lamb of God down there in the Kentucky area. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel God here today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, God, yes. Praise God. Y'all been praying over there, huh? My goodness. Hallelujah. Who been doing the praying over there, Raphael?
I've been praying, Prophet.
Hallelujah. Somebody been praying. I feel it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Bertha, you have anything that you want to speak today?
Oh, Jesus. Reginald Austin.
Yes, ma'am.
God says change is inevitable. You must change. You must change your mindset. In other words, the way you're thinking and the way you're processing what you're thinking, God says it needs to change. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Jesus was in the Father. Everything he did, he said, I must be about my Father's will. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Abide in me as I abide in him. God said, change must come now. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Raphael.
Yes.
God
yes.
says, he's moving on your behalf. God says all of the naysayers are going to be very, very surprised at what he's about to do in you. Keep seeking me the more. The more you seek me, the more you find me. The more you find me, the more you will reflect me, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Reggie, the Lord, this is Reggie. Reginald, the Lord said he's moved you, praise the Lamb of God, into a new place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to really sense what God is really speaking about, this new place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, new place, even of operation, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is blessing you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. He's definitely blessing you, opening doors for you. Praise God to walk in new places and to go to places you've never been before and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But this change that Bertha, praise the Lamb of God, speaking over you, praise the Lamb, has a lot to do with the way God is going to bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. New things for new places. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. There's something. Hallelujah. I think you're right at the door of it, I'm going to say. Praise God, because God is not speaking concerning it. Praise the Lamb of God. But I think your hand is on it. Hallelujah. That's going to trigger great blessings in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. You're right there at it. But I know newness is coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Newness is coming to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sandra, you want to say something to anyone? We don't want to leave you out.
Raphael, I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying, even before you got on the line, the Lord had put you in my spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying, God wants you to get still before Him. It's too much movement. You're moving too much. He wants you to get still before Him, because in your movement, you're looking and trying to hear what God is saying, but you're moving so much, and that movement, the distraction of the movement, is keeping you from hearing what God is trying to say. So God wants you to get still before Him.
Amen. Chetuan, the Lord says, He says this strongly, too. The Spirit of the Lord is all over me, Chetuan. Elder, the Lord said He wants you to come into His presence. Hallelujah. My God, God said there's more He wants to deposit. Praise the Lamb of God. There's more gifting He wants to give you. Hallelujah. But you're going to have to really press into the presence of God to really get these things that God has for you. But God told me to tell her to come into my presence. That's what the Lord says to you. Praise the Lamb of God today. Hallelujah. I'm proud of you. If God is calling you and you're not calling God, hallelujah. That's the awesome thing when God calls you, hallelujah. And He called you by name, praise the Lamb of God, in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is here, hallelujah. The Lord is here, praise God. We got some more calls here. Let's see here, error code 973, Erico 973, who's calling?
God bless you. This is Elaine in New Jersey.
Elaine in New Jersey. How's Jersey going, Elaine?
Oh, the weather's good. Weather's good.
Hallelujah, sister. We're glad to hear your voice. Pray. What ministry are you with out there?
I'm just visiting them here in New Jersey, Christ Church.
Okay, but so you don't live in Jersey?
I'm here. God has me here temporarily. I don't know where He's going, where I'm going from here, but I'm here temporarily.
You're there temporarily. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness. I see. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, do you do this often? It's just a one-time thing that has happened to you, or did God move you around like this often?
I came here and became was attacked, with a illness, and
okay.
So I've been recuperating, but I have I know He's going to be changing some things up, and I'm just waiting to see what is next.
Okay, I'm just trying to get a bearing because, you're moving. The one thing is to move like a missionary or, an evangelist in our pragmatic movement. Then there's another thing in moving. You have to move it in the way that you're saying it. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm just trying to make sure that this movement, praise the Lamb of God, was it a prophetic move or something of that nature? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, you hear anything for your sister?
You know, before, when you asked Elaine, did she have a covering, the Lord said, even though you're there temporarily, Elaine, you need a covering of a shepherd. Because in this season, it is dangerous to be without a covering. The things that are coming up on the earth, the people of God, must be covered.
Okay. Oh, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Sandra?
Yeah. When she said, when you asked her how was she doing, how things were going in New Jersey, and she said the weather is good, and that was the word of the Lord for her. She actually prophesied to herself, the weather is good. The storm is over. I don't know what it is that you were going through or dealing with, but the Spirit of the Lord said that the weather is good. Your storm is over.
God.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Yes, Lord. My goodness. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, sister, be blessed today. Praise
Thank
the Lamb
you.
Of God in those words that you received. Thank you for calling. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Erico 818.
That's just me, Prophet Albertine. I had to call back. My call dropped.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lamb of God. It's calling back in. Hallelujah. I believe that was a divine drop on you, praise God, to get you to call back in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Down in California. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sisters, y'all hear anything for your sister here? Albertine?
No, Prophet, I don't hear anything.
Albertine. The Lord said, the wait is over.
Praise the Lord, I receive it.
Your wait is over. It's your time. Walk into your season, says the Lord God.
Hallelujah. I have to agree 100% with Bertha, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord said the studio is yours, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God said the studio is yours, praise the Lamb. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Girl, you're in a good hour and a good season in your life. Praise God is really opening up some things for you. My goodness gracious. Mama used to say, God working overtime for you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
I think God is really doing some great and marvelous stuff there in your life that's going to really, really be a great blessing to you. Hallelujah. Oh, my
Thank
God.
So
to the kingdom. Hallelujah. I see a whole
Prophet,
different type
I
of
promise, when I close my film deals, I'll make a vow to you, I promise to you, that I'll help you with that building, okay?
Oh, baby,
ooh,
baby.
It's moving quickly.
Oh,
he's moving quickly. I have a lot of films with God. I know he's going to move on my behalf, and trust me, I got
Now,
you.
Well, we
praise
God.
If I have to dedicate a whole movie and all the money we put towards the ministry, you got it. Everybody heard me today.
Praise God.
And I cannot lie. I cannot lie on that.
My God in
God,
heaven.
I'm going to help you.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
God
you.
Thank Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I see a whole network opening up. Praise a whole different kind of Christian network that's going to open up through you. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to open up, praise the Lamb of God, through you, a different type of Christian network that has never, praise the Lamb of God, been on the platform before, praise God, that's going to catch on like fire. Hallelujah. It's going to be a syndication out of this world. Praise the Lamb of God. And the believers are going to be tapping into it so fast. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is going to give you all so much revelation. Hallelujah. On what to do and how to do it. And it's going to be simple to you too. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be so easy. So simple. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in this hour, in this season. Thank you for precious promises. We love and adore you, Father. There is no God like you. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Albertine, your heart is so pure. Your heart is so pure. The things of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Basically, God, the gathering. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You
thank
praise.
You. God bless you. And I'm praying for you. You're so right about praying for other people because it was just so, oh, God, I want to lose my house. Oh, God, I want to lose my car. Oh, God, I want to. But then he kept saying, you know, go feed the homeless. Go bless that person. Go give them some money. Go help them. And when I started doing that, my whole aspect, my whole outlook, it was like a light bulb went off. Like, it wasn't about me. It's about him.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
It's about doing his work, and it's about his kingdom and giving him the glory. God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall follow. That's
Hallelujah.
What that means. That means that you have to seek him first.
Praise
and it was never about us. It was never about us. It's about him and
about
his
us.
Kingdom
praise
and his God. Glory.
What the Lord be trying to do is get our minds off of us.
Yes.
Get your mind off of while you're doing this thinking about you.
Yes.
Get your mind off of you, praise him, and then do something that is going to cause me to bless you.
Yes,
do things
sir.
That
oh,
will
God.
Cause me to bless you. Go feed
yes,
the
Lord.
Hungry.
Yes.
Go back, get some bread and stuff. Do something for somebody else. Speak in somebody else's life and stop. Praise the Lamb of God, up in my face, begging for yourself.
Speak words
for other people. Seek my face for healing for other people. Seek my face for deliverance for other people. And this pleases the hearts of God. This pleases the heart of God when we do this. Praise the Lamb
of God.
Hallelujah. I'm telling people again, praise God, I looked at my Facebook page. My daughter had started that international page. I didn't do it. Angel did it. She said, I started your page, Dad. I don't know what you're going to do with it. I went on that page a couple of times, and then I left it dormant for like a year, I believe. And I went on that page, and I just looked at it. It was about 30 people on there that had joined without me asking them. Had just pushed the like
button.
Amen. And the Lord He said, if you minister to the people on this page, I'll bless you.
Yes.
And that's all I've been doing. Praise the Lamb of God. It's creating ministry opportunities for the people who come on the page to be a blessing to them. Praise the Lamb of God. He didn't say, hallelujah, if you minister to yourself on this page, I'll bless you. He said, if you minister praise the Lamb of God. Listen to the word of God. Give. And it shall be given to you.
Yes,
Lord.
Give, and it shall be given to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Give, and it shall be given to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over.
Hallelujah.
And given to your bosom if you give.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All I do every day is give. I keep giving.
Hallelujah.
Erico 864, your mic is hot.
It's me, Prophet Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi.
Doing, Sylvia?
Prophet, sometimes I feel alone out here. I feel like I'm alone by myself, even though I know I'm not. But other than that, I'm good.
Well, you know, all of us go through that. Praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes I feel all alone, too. I really do. Praise the Lamb. I feel alone a lot. But you want me to tell you something? I know something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know that God is with you, Sylvia, and that all things are going to be just fine. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes our loneliness is a reflection of our time with God. Praise the Lamb. You can pursue God and be in the presence of the Lord, you know, the way that we do a lot here at PSMI, the fast and the things of that nature, and you can be so centered in His Word that when you come out, praise the Lamb of God, you feel like you have cut off all society and there's nobody to fellowship with. Praise. But the world is out there waiting on you. Praise the Lamb of God. The people are still there. Praise God. It only takes a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just want you to know, praise God, that Jesus loves you today and all is well with you. Praise God. We just got a few minutes. Praise God. Sandra, Bertha, y'all have anything y'all want to say to your sister?
Sylvia, the Lord says those private, personal storms that you've been battling, He says they're over. They're over because of your praise, your worship. The more that you are seeking Him now in prayer and in His Word, the more you meditate on Him, the more He's killing those stones. And His prophet said, all is well with you. Just wait on the promise of God's Word, says the Lord.
Yeah, and also, to elaborate on that, when you announced your name, I felt the heaviness of your heart. And God says He has your heart. And though you feel lonely, you're never alone. God says that the reason why He has separated you, it's not because He does not want you to interact with other people. He wants you more to interact with Him. This is His time. And He's not willing to share His time with the world. This is His time for you and Him. The intimacy that's going to flow between you and Him. That's why you're in this position now. It's not because God does not desire for you to make, because you are a people person. People do draw to you. But God said this is His intimate time.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Open your hands right now for me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the blessing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hands now.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. No more lack days. Hallelujah. Bless
Hallelujah.
Her now with the abundance.
Yes, God.
Yes,
in
God.
Jesus' mighty name.
In your name, Jesus.
And we release it to her, Father.
Overflow, overflow.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb of God. Boy, oh
yes,
boy,
Lord.
Oh boy. It's been a wonderful time again. But the time just flies on this show now. Praise God. Just go by. So it's 2:00 already, people of God. We have to go. I love you. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Bertha. Praise the
You're
Lamb
welcome,
of
prophet.
God. You're welcome, Prophet. Anytime.
Hallelujah. Thank you all for being here with us. Praise God. Sylvia, we love you today. Cammy, praise the Lamb of God. And all of you that was on the show today, God bless you so much. Hallelujah. Those in the UK, all over, I love you. I love you. I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lamb. Bayou. I love you down in the bayou, bayou, bayou. Praise God. Be blessed, everybody. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thank you, Father. Love you.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. no one else. For you I surrender myself. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to do God's work in me.